Well, they went for it, everybody. There's no going back. The Rubicon has been crossed. This severely and significantly damages our country. And we present a choice on this program of what we can do next. It's a tragic day. We must mourn the country that used to exist and then move forward if we want to win. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Turning Point USA should give you hope right now. So go to tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. We're going to get right into it. The country that I grew up in has been dying for quite some time. Many people say, well, Charlie, don't we get our country back easily? Yesterday, the Rubicon was crossed. The River Rubicon, of course, goes to the story of Julius Caesar deciding to start a Roman civil war. The Democrats did this. Front page of the New York Times, Trump indicted. There is no going back. There is no reversing it. We are now in a new set of circumstances. The republic that we once enjoyed, that we celebrated, that we were appreciative of, that we were thankful for, it's over. They decided. They killed it. It's not to say that the country is over, but we are in a completely new set of circumstances, a completely new scenario. And yes, I am wearing the hat for a reason, because you better believe right now that this is a direct assault, a direct attack on every single one of you. Those of you that pay your taxes, those of you that go to church, those of you that believe that America is the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world. They hate you. This was a revenge indictment. These people are pathological. They're petty. They're personal. And of course, they're political. They hate the fact that the character that they were laughing about on SNL ever became president. They hate the fact that Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch are on the Supreme Court. They hate the fact that he showed that the border could be secure. The economy started to grow. He brokered Middle East peace, kept China in check. Putin never invaded. Hated the fact that middle-class wages were going up. Hated the fact that Donald Trump was creating a beautiful, diverse movement of people of all different backgrounds and ages, religions, to believe in the revitalization of America. Hated the fact that he was able to get violent crime in check. He was going after the cartels. No, all of this is centered on revenge. But more than that, they want to do a Soviet-style show trial, a public humiliation. You cannot see what happened yesterday with the indictment of Trump and be naive any longer. And I am not an alarmist. I'm not someone who says, oh, you know, this is time to engage in hyperbole. The Democrats have not believed in elections for quite some time. The 2020 election was nothing more than a ballot harvesting and ballot gathering competition, not an election. The midterm election was the exact same thing of how much money can you spend and pour it into the midterms. And they do not want an election in 2024. The defenders of democracy, it repulses them that people actually have a say. They're not the defenders of democracy. They're the defenders of corrupt Democrats. They do not want an honest election ever again. It threatens them. They want a country that runs like Chicago. And Donald Trump, I know many of you in the audience, oh, I don't like his tone. I don't like this. Stop it. I don't want to hear it. This right here is a throbbing middle finger to the founding fathers. This right here, what we have seen happen, of Donald Trump be indicted for some paperwork stuff, is to show their clear contempt for the country, not just you, but for the nation. We know they've always had it. And Alvin Bragg is not acting independently. Let's not believe that for a second. Alvin Bragg is doing probably what he's told to do, or he's under certain pressure. This is not some sort of isolated thing. No, this is a clear and present strategy. I think there's many reasons for it. We're going to talk about it. For any of you that love the country, this hat This symbol should mean something more to you than ever before. It should be a symbol of an unjust prosecution for a system that is crumbling in front of our eyes. The country has now changed. Never before in American history has a former president been indicted. Did Donald Trump commit a violent crime? Well, if he did commit a violent crime, he probably could have got off on a misdemeanor. Did Donald Trump throw a Molotov cocktail at a police car? Did Donald Trump send his son to go to China to go make millions of dollars? Did Donald Trump fly on Jeffrey Epstein's plane to go down to Epstein Island? Did Donald Trump lie about weapons of mass destruction and invade a sovereign country, spend $1 trillion and have thousands of people die for a war we never should have participated in? No, that would have been Bush and Obama and Clinton. Those people get presidential libraries. They get special book deals. Those people get to be treated well in the history books. No, no, Donald Trump committed a much greater crime. Donald Trump committed a crime that you are not allowed to commit. He told the truth publicly, honestly, in an unscripted way. Donald Trump called out the fraud of the American deep state, called out the fraud of the bureaucracies, and he never backed down despite the threats, despite the nonsense thrown at him, despite all the impeachments, despite the fact that there was a coup launched against him by Peter Strzok Smirk and James Comey and all these people. Trump said, I'm not backing down. Despite the fact that they went after his children, they tried to put Don Jr. in prison. He said, I'm not backing down. Despite the fact that they tried to close down every one of his business, he said, I'm not backing down. They never dealt with anyone like him. They never dealt with anyone that his negotiating posture is, I'm going to lean in. I'm going to push harder. I'm going to punch back twice as hard. And yeah, they had 2020 because they had the Wuhan flu and the Fauci virus and the lockdowns and the masks, and too many Republicans went along with it, and they were able to get the Zuckerbox money and the ballots in every direction, and our laws were all messed up and screwed up. That was not an election. That was a drive-by shooting of the American Constitution. And now they are very worried. The regime is super worried that we might actually have an election in 2024. So what? They have to do a Soviet show trial. Their interest in elections is over. And what is the great crime that Trump committed? It's not like with Obama, where he sent the IRS against his political dissidents, or Bill Clinton, who lied repeatedly under oath. No, no, they say it's a paperwork violation. They say, always show me the man, I'll show you the crime. You can't even say it in that way. It's show me the man, and I will invent the crime. I will create the crime. And the response from the regime media, New York Times, CNN, these people are bloodthirsty. These people do not mean well. We've been saying that repeatedly on this program. And, you know, I had some people come up to me yesterday and they said, well, Charlie, you know, how do we calm down the temperature? You're living in the wrong time. Go move to Cozumel or Barbados. I'll call you when we win. Get out of the way. If you're a Republican and you're wondering how we turn down the temperature, you are a waste of rations. Get out of the way. This right here is the crossing of the Rubicon. People don't like when you talk this way. Guess what? You're too weak. You're too fragile to be in this moment. We have no time to waste for your caterwauling right now. This is not a time for press releases and for, you know, songs of harmony. Sometimes the righteous, sometimes the people that do not want to participate in the arena have to suck it up and win. The Democrats are almost encouraging us. It's almost like they're trying to incite something. But again, the crime of Donald Trump is winning an election he was not supposed to win and then governing in a way you're not supposed to govern, calling out the cockroaches, calling out the snakes, calling out the serpents. It's almost like they're trying to incite another January 6th. Do not take the bait. Do not take the bait. And so people are asking, well, what's the next step? What do we do in response? What do we do? We're going to talk about that. I was reflecting this morning on my drive in. I said, boy, it's almost as if we don't have an opposition party in this country, and we don't. And that is the first lesson. That is the first point of focus. It's as if we don't control whatever it is, 27, 28 governor's mansions. We can get it. It's as if we don't control the House of Representatives. It's as if we do not have attorney generals. I can understand them doing this. If Democrats controlled 40 governorships and every state legislature and every DA and this state has, and the country has just gone blue, you're like, okay, we're living in East Germany. That's not the case. We have 28 states with a Republican governor. I bet we have 26 or 27 with Republican attorney generals. This is not a country that's been taken over by the Democrat Party. So where is the opposition party? Press releases? That's the opposition party? That's not going to cut it. There is no going back. Tragically, we are now in a country that is completely different. It's like BC and AD. It's just changed. And there will only be one winner. Do you want to win? Because most of your Republicans just want the noise to end. Get out of the way. We got an enemy to defeat. Hey, everybody. This is Charlie Kirk. We are saving babies with preborn. What are you doing today? When you introduce a girl to her baby by providing an ultrasound, you are giving her the truth at the most important time in her life. And more than 85% of the time, she will choose life. You're also giving her access to a two-year mentorship program and a chance to receive free maternity clothes, baby clothes, diapers, parenting classes, but perhaps, and most importantly, someone to walk alongside her and be a friend during the most crucial time of her life. $140 gives five mothers a free ultrasound and saves babies. $280 can save 10 babies, and just $28 a month can save a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. And a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. I'm a donor to Preborn, and you should be too. Call 833-850-2229 or go to preborn.org. That is preborn.org. The opposition party, which exists and wins elections and has public support, and controls state legislatures and controls Congress, the opposition party has a choice. And it is a difficult choice for the normie, country club Republican, all I care about is the stock market. Oh, yeah, it's just Trump. And I hear this all the time from moderate Republicans. You have no idea how weak the moderate Republicans are, how they desire for an America that used to exist. And they think it's all Trump. They said, oh, everything was fine before Trump comes. These people, again, I use the analogy Vichy French. The Vichy French were Nazi collaborators in the French country, in the French nation during World War II, that just wanted a nicer life for themselves. Most Republicans are Vichy French. So we have a difficult choice to make, and we should not celebrate it. That's important. This is not a new birth of freedom speech, right? This is not a chance to, a choice to say, wow, this is really a joyous time. No, it is a really sobering time. This takes prudential judgment. This takes prudence. This is a choice that most will fail. And this is a choice that is bigger than Trump. This is a choice about whether or not we preserve the Constitutional Republic and preserve the nation. Churchill and Lincoln passed this test, by the way. Churchill and Lincoln, two of the greatest people ever to live, when faced with existential evil, both either domestically or internationally. The choice is more complicated than this, but I'm going to try to boil it down to a very simple, easy to understand binary. And it involves many dimensions. But here it is. Here's the first choice. It's this simple. Every Republican needs to be confronted by you, the grassroots, by if you're a donor or whatever, with a very simple binary. There's way too much noise, abstractions, okay? Option one, we keep doing what we are doing and issue strongly worded tweets and press releases and hope that the Democrats go away like it's a chapter of bad weather. Oh, the thunderstorm is over us, and people are going to cool down, and the storm is going to pass. The storm is going to pass. Republicans are everywhere. That is option one. We can keep on doing what we are doing. Or option two, we reluctantly, but obediently to the nation, engage in the arena of lawfare and get in the arena and play to win. Not just lawfare. It's a top to bottom campaign. We have to fight the way that they're fighting us. This is not a joke. And I know many of you know that it's not a joke. But I can't tell you how many moderate Vichy French Republicans don't like talking like this, because it's almost as if they're living in a delusion. You know, we kind of poke fun. We say, oh, the trans people are living in a delusion. Some Republicans are living in a delusion. Maybe that's why some Republicans are so pro-trans. There's something to think about, because they sympathize with delusional activity. If I have to hear from another Republican that, well, things are going to turn out fine, it just takes some time, you have no idea what you're talking about. Great nations can be captured and can fall and be taken over by tyrants in a moment. Societies can be free and they can go to be tyrannical. So, I mean, that basically the Republican strategy right now is press releases. This is what we're seeing. The strategy is press releases, that we're going to write a lot of letters. We are letter. We're an op-ed movement. That's what we are. Even though we have legitimate political power, we have an actual opposition party. We have actual power in our country. We're doing op-eds. We're saying, you know, I really think this is wrong. And this is something that is misguided and something that I really wish wouldn't happen. Or we could say, yeah, we're going to go arrest a bunch of Democrats now. Sorry, don't like it, don't celebrate it, don't delight in it, but you better believe the subpoenas are coming, the indictments are coming, the investigations are coming, handcuffs are coming. We have power, you have power, we're going to use it. And I hope you guys stop. If you don't, then we're going to arrest three for everyone that you arrest on your side. Clinton, sorry. Obama, sorry. You guys are all getting investigated. Connections with Epstein, influence peddling, outright crimes, sugar daddy payments, the bimbo squad that Clinton had, it's all on the table. I don't like it. You probably don't like it, but you guys have committed a lot more crimes than we have. Why are Republicans not saying that? They're tap dancing. What a sad day for America. Of course it's a sad day for America. But I'm pissed. It's a funeral. I get it. What are you going to do about it? Well, I really hope that things change. It only changes when they're afraid that they're going to go to jail. How about a DA in Idaho or a DA somewhere steps up and says, we're going to do some investigations. Mutually assured destruction. This, I do not find this to be a celebratory time. But man, I am not going to watch this beautiful country crumble because the opposition party is living in a delusion of press releases. Look, it is time to consider a rollover of that 401k into an IRA. The investment world is completely different in 2023, and you cannot do the same thing as last year. Woke companies are aggressively implementing ESG. Interest rates are going up, and inflation is still lingering. If you have over $150,000, now is the time to move your money to a biblical, responsible investing strategy with my friends at Pax Financial Group. Here's how you can connect with Pax. Text CHARLIE to the number 74868. That's it. Just take out your phone. Text CHARLIE. CHARLIE to 74868. So take out your phone, text CHARLIE to the number 74868 for biblical responsible investing. Text CHARLIE to 74868. Yeah, we're fired up today. You better believe it. And by the way, every single one of you, if you have any Trump paraphernalia, MAGA hats, now is the time to wear it. Public displays of support. You better show the left and show the world that you're going to go after him. We lean in. We do more. I could tell you, I personally, obviously, have endorsed Trump since the very beginning for 2024. But this only intensifies my support. This is no way. This is not about Trump. This is an all-out blitzkrieg, an assault, a waterboarding operation on the entire system. The whole constitutional rule of law system. Presumption of innocence, due process, statute of limitations, all of it. All the tyranny the conservative movement's been warning about. These nauseating op-eds the last 60 years. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, Gulag Archipelago, it could come here. How many times have I heard a Republican, well, people need to know, communism could come here. It's here, everybody. It's in our systems. This here is the crossing of the Rubicon. Enough that it's coming here. Oh, it very well might one day hit our shores. And, you know, we might have a country we don't recognize. Living in it right now. Hello. Now we got to win it back. I'm going to tell you how. Because the good news is we actually have public consensus and support. I would be pessimistic and I would be negative if we did not have an opposition party that controlled so many chambers of power in this country. The problem is we don't use it. Some of you say, well, Charlie, there's nothing these Republicans can do. They control the DOJ, FBI. No, 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 you're wrong. This was a local DA that indicted Trump. We have thousands of Republican sheriffs, local DAs, and we have well over 25 Republican AGs. So this is not even about forget the federal government, because guess what? They just indicted Trump in a local area. So the equivalent is this. Okay, you indict Donald Trump in Manhattan, we indict Bill Clinton in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Figure it out. Joining us now is Kash Patel. Kash Patel is a great American. I think he sees us the way I do. Kash, your thoughts?
I love the fire this morning. I think, you know, you said it on your show first. We do not utilize the state attorney general system the way it needs to be in this country. Why is no state attorney general prosecuting George Soros? Are you telling me his laundered money to every political campaign he's ever participated in is crystal clean? And forget that. Their playbook is they don't care about the rule of law. And I'm not saying we should discard the rule of law, but why aren't we using it? And why aren't we going on offense? Every state attorney general should be listed by name. Every district attorney, every major county in America.
And if you're not up to it, resign. If you're not up to it, get out of the way. Get out of the way. And so here's a good example, Cash. What is the big relic of the left, their religious organization, BLM? BLM got donors from every state. They are an outright, from based on what we understand, fraudulent charitable organization. Where are the perp walks for Patrice Cullors? Do something. Show some action. Show some action that, okay, you indict Trump, BLM's going to get indicted in Louisiana and Arkansas. We need action. We need perp walks. We need handcuffs. We need sentencing. We need investigations. I don't like talking this way, but they're laughing at us because they say, oh, we get to indict you and you guys send press releases.
Exactly. We done are the days where, you know, this is what I've been calling on for this Congress. Stop sending letters. The January 6th committee showed us the power of a congressional subpoena. Don't issue five, issue 500 and issue them to Alvin Bragg. Don't give him a letter that allows him to a podium on the national stage to be like, you guys are buffoons. Alvin Bragg has basically admitted he used federal funds to bring this case against Donald Trump. There's your hook. And there's no more powerful subpoena right now than a congressional one because the DAs and state attorneys aren't acting. So those guys in leadership positions in Congress have to go after Alvin Bragg and say, we want all of your evidence, all of your records, all of your finances. And you have to sit in the hot seat for days on end under oath. You cannot avoid a congressional subpoena. And when he deflects, wouldn't it be the irony of ironies to see a state prosecutor break federal law and then we go to this DOJ and say, you prosecute him just like you prosecuted Bannon and so many others for contempt of Congress. Let's put the two-tier system of justice on blast.
And yet Republicans are kind of saying, well, we don't have any power. And, you know, this is a really sad day in America. And, you know, but Cash, we have an opposition party that controls several areas of influence and power. And it's not as if the Democrats, I mean, they burned down our country, Antifa, there's so many things. Yet we don't get any indictments. We don't get any, and we get like one Antifa off here and they get off easy. I mean, this is an organized crime network that we've seen, and we can't even get our state attorney generals to look into it. I mean, just let me just focus again on the charitable fraud of BLM. Now, you might say, well, Charlie, I don't have jurisdiction. No, they had donors from all 50 states. So as soon as you have one donor, that immediately means you have jurisdiction, immediately. So any one of these red states, and I know these guys, Landry in Louisiana and Steve Marshall in Alabama, they're sweet. I text with them. I'm running out of patience. I need to see indictments. We need to see you come out and be like, hey, one of the reasons we're doing this is you go after President Trump. We're going to use the rule of law. We don't like it. Scales of justice need to offset. You're indicting our friends. We're going to indict your criminals. Game on. We're here to win. Welcome to the new right, Cash.
Yeah. And the difference is we are going to win those cases if they're ever brought, because unlike the Democrats who use those laws to violate them and rig the system, we use those laws to supposedly uphold justice. But everyone's asleep at the wheel. You're right. Like, where are all the people when buildings get burned in the state of Oregon or when buildings get burned in Minnesota? Where are all the people when cop cars get lit on fire? Where are all the prosecutors? Where are all the state attorney generals and the district attorneys in these jurisdictions? And a lot of them are Republicans saying, wait a second, we're going to make an example out of you. No, no. Instead, Alvin Bragg's office allows two lawyers to firebomb a New York Police Department cop.
That's exactly right.
And basically have them walk out of prison when any other individual would have been sentenced to 20 years behind bars. This is BS, two-tier system of justice. And you're right. Look, Charlie, you have the platform to do it. Get these AGs on your show, list them name by name, jurisdiction by jurisdiction, and say, will you prosecute? And if you do that, I will help you investigate the crime in every one of those jurisdictions for free
and bring it to their table. Well, thank you, Cash. And I'm going to personally text these people and call them. And I'm going to say, look, you guys have a shot. We're good friends. I know you guys want to be governor. AG basically means aspiring governor, right? So that's all that it means, right? And so if you're an AG of a state and you want to be governor, here's the criteria. If we start to see perp walks out of Democrats, we'll help you out. And I just want to, reinforce this point. I don't like talking like this. What a sad day. What a tragic event. This is reluctant. I would rather have a situation where we don't use the system of justice and, you know, in any way, shape or form. But I'm not going to lose, Cash. I'm not going to sit idly by and watch our constitutional republic crumble. Historically, we've been very charitable with the rule of law. But now it's time we have to be strict. We have to use lawfare and use the instruments of power. Alvin Bragg just sent a flurry of missiles on the conservative movement. And the reason they think they can do it, Cash, is they think that we are too soft.
We let them. No, we let them. That's it. We are soft. You know, a lot of these instances, and you're right. I wish we were in an environment where we weren't talking about this, but that's not where we are. That's not the reality. And I'm sure people are going to come after us for being all fired up today. But if this doesn't
bring
get you fired up,
yeah.
As a
wait, they're going to come
American,
after us. They just indicted a former president. You can write all the Media Matter stories you want. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I don't care. But if this doesn't get our base and our movement fired up and the people in positions of power fired up, then nothing will. And I will tell you another thing. It will tell you unequivocally who is on the side of the America First movement and who is not. Like the other day when Ron DeSantis came out and said he's not going to participate in the extradition process of Donald Trump. That is cheap political theater. There is no extradition process when the defendant doesn't fight the extradition itself. So you can't have it both ways. And those of you guys backing another candidate need to decide if that's your horse or not and come out publicly and say so and stop being cheeky about it, because you want it both ways. And most of these people are aspiring political candidates, like you said, but the people behind them have to force their hand and say, you're either going to act for our interest, which is what Donald Trump is leading, or you are not, and we're going to find someone who will. That is the difference
between the left and us right now.
They act and we don't.
Some of the conventional weak, low testosterone commentary is, okay, this is bad, but you know this is going to backfire, but we can't become them. Like, we can't engage with them. That's basically like saying somebody starts to beat you up and you're about to die and you're not allowed to defend yourself. Cash.
We have gotten to this point over years of degradation of our conservative principles. And by saying, oh, no, we'll be the party of nice. We won't do that to you. We're above that. Remember, Michelle Obama's the one running around saying when they go low, we go high. That is cheap political rhetoric. They go lower than anyone ever does just to establish their point. And you have to admire them for that, because they are able to galvanize people like Alvin Bragg to do it. Where are ours on the Republican side? What if we elected you to these offices and positions for to do nothing and sit on the sidelines? I'm sick and tired of it. I'm going to start calling them out by name. I'm going to find the crimes myself. You think, Charlie, you and I run 501c3s. You think there's not one contribution in one of the 50 states where we have a Republican AG that wasn't unlawful and deserving of an investigation? How about the million to Soros from Soros to Bragg? Where's the investigation?
Not even a whisper. I mean, so you want to all of a sudden get back at Bragg? Forget about Bragg. He's an overweight loser, right? Go to the guy that supports him. Go to the funding mechanism. You're trying to tell me Open Society Foundation, $20 billion, all their activity, that you can't have 10 AGs say, you know what? We're going to go and panel a criminal. We're just going to ask questions. It's the richest.
We're going to send subpoenas.
We're just going to send some subpoenas. Yeah, what's that all about? Oh, no, they're afraid of George Soros because they're what? Aspiring governors, and they want to be invited to football games, and they don't want the bad article in the New York Times, so they want to keep below. So they don't actually want to go to the funding serpent, right, which is Soros. And I'm not even saying Soros committed any crimes. What I'm saying is you might as well look. I will say BLM. I mean, it's outright charitable fraud, buying homes, all this nonsense. That should be just line item them all. But let's ask some questions. Again, I want to reinforce this. And Cash, thank you for coming on. This is not a joyous time. It's a necessary time. It is necessary. And if this talk bothers you, move to Barbados, because we're here to win. You are a waste of time. Cash, thank you so much. Any website you want to plug really quick?
No, just go to fightwithcash.com and go to Government Gangsters and get my new book. The government doesn't want it out, but it's very timely. I'm suing DOD to release it. Governmentgangsters.com. Donald Trump calls it the roadmap to winning 2024.
Very good, Cash. Thanks so much. I want to play some tape here. This is exactly the media's plan. As soon as you find something that's unjust, they call you an anti-Semite, racist bigot. Here's Joe Scarborough that says you're not allowed to say that Soros backed Alvin Bragg. Man, it would be a shame if many attorney generals go and investigate George Soros. By the way, George Soros is not even a religious Jew. Okay, this thing is so silly. He's an atheist. Let me be very clear. We do not attack George Soros because of his atheism or because of his Judaism. We attack George Soros because he's an evil person who wants the downfall of America. Just read what he has published the last couple decades. This is a thought-terminating cliche. Play cut 115.
one more Republican that really just doesn't give a damn about the Constitution of the United States.
What's this line?
Look at the Soros back. No, it's just Jews. They're attacking Jewish international bankers. It's what anti-Semites have been doing for hundreds of years. It's Germany, 1933. But why does Ron DeSantis further embarrass himself by saying, I'm going to ignore the Constitution and I'm not going to extradite Trump to New York?
Yeah, by the way, I want to comment. DeSantis's statement was excellent. 10 out of 10. He did fabulous. He said, I'm going to fight extradition. Yeah, no, yeah. Now, Joe Scarborough is the big defender of the Constitution. These people are so evil. They're so Alinskyite. And when we win and Scarborough loses, I hope they remember this. I hope every liberal out there that is smirking, enjoying their vegan oat milk lattes, I hope you remember this day. It might take some time for us to organize our ranks. It might take some time for us to grow a spine. It might take some time for all of a sudden the Republican Party to purge the low T. I hope they remember this, though. I hope they remember this day, the day that we said, we're going to win and you're going to lose. We're going to figure it out. We're going to use our political will. We're going to organize our ranks. We're going to all of a sudden increase the will and the resolve. Just remember it. All the smirking and all this. And I think deep down, smart Democrats actually know this. I think the smart Democrats actually know that they have just done something that you cannot undo. And again, for the that's why they love Asa Hutchinson and they love all these moderate Republicans. They love it. They love these moderate Republicans because they refuse to talk the way that we're talking on this program. Because, you know, Asa Hutchinson says, well, you know, the system matters. And literally Asa Hutchinson's statement, former governor of Arkansas, the gender mutilation of children guy, he is the Walmart lobbyist. He is the one, he basically comes out and says, we have to let the process play out. I could just see him in the Soviet Union when they're doing show trials. Just let the process play out. I want to play a piece of tape here. Jason Whitlock is fired up. It's a very powerful piece of television. Play cut 111.
Tucker, I don't say this with pride. I really don't. I'm just being factual. I've never voted. And so I'm not saying that with pride. I'm hardcore MAGA tonight. I will be voting. I am hardcore MAGA. I've never voted. I did. You know, I observe Trump. I'm somewhat supportive of Trump. But they have made me MAGA. And they have made me ready for whatever is next, because what they are building for young people, I can't sit by and just let it happen without raising my voice.
Look, this is an important point. This Trump prosecution coexists with the unprecedented pro-criminal behavior in our cities, anarcho-tyranny. Donald Trump has now, and I don't think he asked for it, I don't think he planned it, he now just represents the country. It's that simple. A decent country where you have a rule of law and you have a border and all of that. And so if you're like, well, I don't like Trump's tone, then your own particular kind of tonal preferences matter more than the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world. I'm not even saying Trump earned it. I'm not saying it's just he happens to be in the moment where he is now the manifestation. It's not about personality. It's not about any of that. The whole thing now is about the republic. It's about the tradition, it's about the system, it's about Jefferson, Adams, Jay, Madison, Lincoln. The whole country now is right there. And then you say, this is too much for me. I get the question all the time. Well, Charlie, how are we going to bring the country together? How are we going to heal when we win? And it's going to take a lot for us to win. A lot of sleepless nights, a lot of tit for tat, a lot of back and forth, a lot of our side going to jail, a lot of their side going to jail, a lot of building up support, and then we can heal the country. There ain't no healing the country when they're doing this, everybody. This is not healing. This is not harmony. This is, by the way, the majority of New Yorkers think this is excellent. So maybe the majority of New Yorkers might say, hey, we need to calm down when their favorite people are not able to show up the Metropolitan Ball because they're in prison. Then all of a sudden they might start to realize the power. I want to just reiterate, stay peaceful. I'm getting a lot of emails of people that are fired up. You got to stay peaceful. Don't take the bait. But boy, is it time. The country we grew up in has ended. A new country is born. Who's going to control it? If we want it, we can win. That remains a question. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.